1071 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Joining us on the phone line is John Gray with A Child Smile. The fundraising wraps up this week. John's on the phone line with all the details. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great on a snowy day. It's feeling like Christmas on a day like today, John. Now, the Child Smile fundraiser does officially wrap up this week, wraps up on Friday, but do I understand you're ordering the toys already so that they're ready for Christmas time?
That's correct. We'll be talking to the toy supplier today, and we hope to have the toys here next Monday, the 13th.
Okay, and where do the toys get distributed, John?
The toys will be going to Salvation Army, Optimism Place, House of Blessing. We also go to the London Children's Hospital. So they get spread out pretty well around this area.
And it's not too late, though, to make a donation if folks want to get in on this.
No, most certainly not. Not at all. We are still accepting donations. Some of the money coming in will be going to the Indigenous Peoples of Ontario. We also did send some money to Guitars for Kids.
And what's the easiest way for people to make a donation, John?
I would say if they want to do an e-transfer to A Child Smile Stratford, @gmail.com.
And looking to get those monetary donations coming in this week and by Friday at least?
At least, yes, by Friday. Yep. That would be the best. We're going to go ahead and give him a close amount today and he can work on that, but I'm sure we're going to end up with a lot of toys. And we already have people that have donated toys. We have over 100 toys already donated.
Oh, that is awesome, John. That's great to hear. And how's the fundraising been going? I think a real highlight was the big event at Revival House with the silent auction, the live music. That was a great day.
It was a great day, and we did very well that day. We had a lot of fun that day. The musicians were unbelievable. And as of right now, we're sitting at about $6,200.
That is fantastic. That's great to hear. And how many years has A Child Smile been going, John?
Third year.
That is incredible. And John, we do have to do a special shout out for Doris Neumeister, who works so hard behind the scenes.
Oh, fantastic person. Doris and I, we just love working together. She loves A Child Smile, and she's just one of the nicest ladies I've ever known.
A Child Smile. The fundraising does wrap up this week. It is not too late to make a donation. Easiest way is by e-transfer to achildsmilestratford@gmail.com. Child Smile fundraiser. John, is there anything else that people need to know, or just get those donations in and helping make a difference for families?
Yeah, if we can get more donations, that'd be great. But I do really want to thank all of the people who have donated, all of the businesses that helped out with the fundraiser at Revival House, and thanking Rob Wigan and Revival House for doing that. But we've had such a great response this year from the businesses in town. It's just been unbelievable.
Yeah, very special shout out to the area restaurants like Joe's Diner and Circle Foods for helping out, really going above and beyond.
That's right, and there's so many of them. I mean, we could have a list 20 or 30 long from people that have helped in from restaurants and businesses in town. It's just been totally unbelievable for a tough year this year.
Exactly. And Stratford Fighting Irish, you were at the hockey game as well, so there you go.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have them on board again next year. I think we're going to do bigger and better next year. But this year, being a tough year with COVID, I think we've done just marvelous.
Yeah, people like Joe's Diner, Freeland's Diner, Circle Foods, to name just a few. A Child Smile, another successful year. John Gray and Doris, John, thank you so much for all that you do for our community with A Child Smile.
And thank you for all that you do for us.